Okay, Om Shanti. Now I'm speaking over the mic so everyone can hear me. So very, very warm welcome and this to Shiva Ben. Shiva Ben, this is not just London class, this is the whole UK family who's tuning in and maybe also from other places I know. And so we warmly welcome you. We're so pleased you could come and share with us. And we see you sitting against the beautiful backdrop of Baba's hut, and so you have instantly transported us to Madhavan in a second. And so we look forward to hearing from you. Thanks so much. Om Shanti.
Om Shanti. Om Shanti. Om Shanti. Dadi Janki has taught us to say Om Shanti 3 times. And to have that awareness, who am I? Whom do I belong to? And what am I supposed to do? So today, when I'm speaking to the UK family, I'm really so happy to remember Dadi Janki as well. Although she's physically not present, but she's always with us, and we do see her walking in the courtyard, meeting everyone, giving soli to all those who come to her. So her presence is still felt. And now that I'm talking to UK class, her presence is felt even more. So I'm speaking to you right straight from Madhavan, Brahma Baba's special land where Brahma Baba and all the dadis did so much of tapasya. And now we feel how Madhavan today is so charged. And with this lockdown, it has become even more charged, because we hardly get any visitors, or we rather don't allow any visitors. Of course, Baba's children from Dhyan Sarovar, from Shanti Van, they do come, but no one else. And that also in small numbers, especially because they want to go to Baba's 4 pilgrimage places. But then we restrict them that not more than 8 people sit in Baba's room, or not more than 4 people in Baba's hut, not more than 10-15 in Baba's history hall, and about just 10-15 in the Tower of Peace, but not more than that. And we have also told that how Dhyan Sarovar and Shanti Van can send, because when he wants to go to the old pilgrimage place, it's very powerful, you can, but then some restrictions. With physical distancing, also putting on the mask, and not doing any handshake or anything, but just as Baba has said, now we have to work through drishti and smile. Because even in golden age, we will be doing just that. And therefore, really we feel how Madhavan is Baba's home of blessing, where souls come to receive Baba's blessings. And we, the residents of Madhavan, are experiencing that all the time. People are anxious to come here, but then we say, no, not so many, few only. But we who are living in Madhavan are definitely so fortunate that we are with Baba all the time, going to Baba's 4 pilgrimage places at any time we like. So now I can say that how Baba is really giving such powerful murlis. Today's murli also is very, very powerful. Baba is reminding us how we have to attain perfection, how we have to become Bhav Saman, how we have to become an angel and then a deity. Now no more excuses. We have been giving excuses for a long time. And Baba has always been saying, children, everything will happen suddenly. So we are seeing how things are happening suddenly. But then Baba has given us three steps. One is suddenly, and the other is ever ready, and the third is long time practice or long time efforts. But then for all these three, we have to be aware that long time practice is a big necessity, because at that moment, at the end, we will not be able to practice if we don't have a long time practice. And as everything can happen at any time, suddenly, we have to also be ever ready. But in today's Murli, Baba has very clearly mentioned that long time practice or long time effort is also no more. How during Sakar Murlis, when we read them, we hear them, Baba keeps saying that, children, there is still time. There's still time. You can gallop, you can run, you can fly. There is still time and you can pass the corner. But now in Avyat Murli, Baba sometimes says no more. When first timers used to come in front of Bab Dada, Baba would say that you are late, but not too late. And now I think that even the too late board has been put up, because in today's Murli especially, Baba has mentioned that long time effort is also not the criteria anymore, because there isn't that much time. So now limited time is there, and in that limited time, we have to become perfect, we have to return home and then come to the new world. Baba has been saying in Sakar Murlis also, that see this world and still don't see this world. Hear and don't hear. There should be total unlimited disinterest for this world. So see and don't see, hear and don't hear. Really now the time has come when we have to withdraw from everything of this world. Because Baba is preparing or creating the new world for us. The other day also Baba was saying in the Murli, in Sakar Murli, that you should be able to see the palaces of golden age. They should be in front of you. For that Baba has given us the third eye of wisdom with which we can see the palaces of golden age, with which we can see the new world. And with these two eyes, whatever we see, we don't have to see, we don't have to hear. And Baba was giving a very beautiful example in that Sakar Murli, that, you know, the Sindhis, they lived in Hyderabad. Hyderabad, they were called Hyderabadis and they were businessmen. So businessmen had their business all over the world. Especially they used to do a lot of export-import business. And they used to travel a lot, and but their hometown was Hyderabad, Sindh or Karachi. They lived there in Sindh. So they used to go on a long journey. At that time, there were no flights. They used to go by ship, and when it was time for them to return, they would come by ship, and probably it used to take them over a month to reach home in the ship, and that made them a lot of seasick. They used to, you know, vomit and also feel very dizzy and nausea was there. So they were really very desperate to reach home, to be to their homeland. And when they used to approach in the ship towards Karachi, they used to see the big chimneys of Hyderabad Sindh. Hyderabad Sindh had many chimneys. Every home had a chimney, and very, very tall chimneys, because they used to cook on wood, and smoke would come out of those chimneys. And therefore, Hyderabad was very famous for that, for those chimneys. And from a distance, they used to, when they would see those chimneys, they used to be so happy, so happy. Oh, we are reaching home. Oh, we are reaching home. Because they were so desperate to reach home. So this is what Baba says, that the desperation should be there. Now we should go to the new world. Now we should see just that new world and nothing of this old world. We have to forget. Baba also tells us that the new, like when a new house is being built, automatically the interest goes to the new house, and the interest from the old house is withdrawn. So too, the Baba is establishing a new world for us. So how much really we are able to visualize that new world in front of us, instead of having any fear of what is going to happen of this world or corona or whatever. So there's no need to be frightened of. So if we are really aware of the new world, anything that is happening in this old world, impure world, vicious world, Baba says, tamopradhan world, Vaishale, whatever words Baba uses for this Kaliyugi world, Baba says that should lead you to an unlimited disinterest. It should be an unlimited renunciation. The mind should be totally detached from this world of iron age. So everyone has to ask himself or herself, how much is my mind totally withdrawn from this old iron age world? Even if I have that pride that I'm a Brahmin, but is that enough? I'm a Brahmin going to become an angel, going to become a deity. So angel and deity, Baba says these two aims should be in front of you. First I have to go to the subtle region, then I have to return home, and then I have to go to the new world. So this should be in your mind all the time, all the time. And that will enable you to have total unlimited disinterest for this world. Because we are no longer going to be here for long. But then Baba also says that in order to go back home, you have to become pure. Baba was talking about unlimited purity the other day in Mansakar Murli. So everything is unlimited for us. Baba takes us beyond all limitations between yours and mine and I and you. All these limitations, Baba says, should end. And then we become aware that, yes, I belong to Baba. Everything belongs to Baba. I'm only a trustee, and I will act only according to Baba Srimad. Then Baba says that I am actually, yes, I'm there to help you. But if we are not following Srimad, then we cannot expect Baba's help. Baba's help can come to us only when we are really committed to Baba, when we are totally surrendered to Baba. Very often we say, Baba, you're not helping us. But if we are not receiving Baba's help, it must be for some reason. Otherwise, Baba is always there to help us. One reason may be that I'm not really committed to Baba that much. Or second reason is that I'm not obeying Srimad fully. I'm not a full trustee. So the defect is with us. But very often we complain to Baba, Baba, you're not helping us. So instead of complaining to Baba, Baba says you have to check yourself. So you have to check yourself. Am I really a good trustee? Am I really surrendered fully? Am I following all Srimad of Baba? If I'm not, then how can Baba be committed to me? How can I expect 100% help from Baba. And also a lot of courage has to come from my side. There are some souls who give the excuse and say, Baba, I don't even have that courage. Well, God helps those who help themselves, you know this. So I have to keep the courage in order to receive the help. And that courage has to come from inside. It is not external, showing some external strength. It's nothing external at all. If I am following Srimad well, then that inner strength comes automatically. And therefore, Baba says, keep the soul world and the new world in front of your eyes. Baba has already given us the third eye of wisdom. We have to use that third eye. If we are not using that third eye, then naturally we will be stumbling at every step. On the path of devotion, how much of stumbling we did because we didn't have the third eye. In spite of these two eyes, because we didn't have the third eye, we stumbled everywhere, went from here to there, to there, to there, and kept on stumbling everywhere. But now, since Baba has given us the third eye of wisdom, he has given us the complete knowledge of who I am, whom do I belong to, wherever I come from, what is my purpose of life, and my whole aim and objective is very clear in front of my eyes, then there is no need to worry, no need to have any fear, no need to ask any questions, no need to really panic because of these sudden things happening. There's no need at all because Baba has already told us, children, you are under God's canopy of protection. So when we are under God's canopy of protection, then definitely no one can harm us. No one can harm us. So Baba above us as canopy of protection, Baba on our side as a true friend, as a true companion, Baba behind us like a guard, guarding us against Maya, Baba in front of us as a guide, always guiding us towards our destination. So when we are surrounded by Baba, then there is a question of fear. You know, even those big VIPs, although they may be on the hit list, you know, the enemy is against them, but then they're not afraid. Why? Because they're already surrounded by the security guards. So Baba becomes our guard, our guide, our companion, our canopy, and is always with us, helping us, saving us, protecting us. Then he says, children, victory is your birthright. Nobody can take away your victory. You are destined to be victorious. Like we read the Gita. The Gita says how God told Arjuna, Arjuna, why are you worried? Victory is destined for you. You have to just do your karma, that's all. Do your karma and you will definitely receive the reward. You will receive the fruit of it. Because it is destined that whatever you do, you will get the fruit of that. And victory is destined for you. And then God reminds Arjuna that you had been victorious in every kalpa. Even in the last kalpa, you were victorious. Before that, you were victorious. And this time also, you are going to be victorious. So when you are going to be victorious, then what is there to worry about? What is there to even think about? You just do your duty, that's all. Because if you don't do your duty, then how will you get the fruit? You know, that's why many people ask, if everything is destined, then why should I do anything? But then even this is destined that you get the fruit only after you have done the karma. So efforts and the fruit of those efforts, they are together. And that's why the other day Baba asked the question, what is more important? is it what comes first? Efforts come first, or the reward or the fruit comes first, or the destiny comes first? It's definitely karma. It is definitely actions, because the actions will lead to our destiny, our reward or fruit or whatever. But then sometimes we don't give importance to those actions, and we think, well, my fate is bad, I'm not very fortunate, but where are my actions? If my actions are not there, how can I just say I'm not lucky, I'm not fortunate? I just can't give this excuse. If I make the effort, the fruit will definitely come. So this is the understanding of karma philosophy. Baba has explained to us so well. And once we understand this, then our path becomes very easy, and the faith leads to victory. This also makes us very, very strong. Baba with us also makes us very strong, and we see nothing but our home and our golden age. So if anything come, obstacles come, Baba says, just give a high jump. Just say, just fly. How can we fly? Just become light. We can fly only when we are double light. The real burden is of waste thoughts or impure thoughts, unwanted thoughts. And for that, Baba says, just apply no, not. We apply a break, and instantly we can finish all our waste thoughts. And if something has happened in the past, Baba says, forget that. Sometimes we are not able to forget the past, and that's why Baba keeps on telling us, children, everything is fixed in the drama. And whatever happened was very accurate. It was very good. It was destined that way. It was nothing new. It was beneficial. So if we keep these points also in our mind, then automatically we will rise above these petty things and trivial matters. And when we rise, definitely we will see that how everything becomes insignificant in front of us as we have risen. And once we have risen, then we can convert that big mountain also into a small molehill, or maybe Baba says, just a flower, that's all. So instead of really thinking too much, Baba says, give a full stop. And that's what we have to do. Then we can overcome waste. We can save a lot of time, because time also is very, very precious, Baba says. I used to see Dadi Janki, how she utilized every moment of hers. Not even 1 second did she waste. You know, once she reached a place and she was in time, and somebody asked her, Dadi, you don't wear a watch. How are you on time? And Dadi said, because I don't waste any time. Therefore, I'm always on time. So I don't waste any time. It is such a big thing, because we so easily waste our time in small petty matters. We exaggerate such a lot. We speak in such a way that people think that, oh, it must be that bad. But then it's not really that bad. Everything that happens has some benefit in it. Nothing is really bad. Nothing is really unbeneficial. And nothing is inaccurate or wrong. So if I think in this way, I can definitely give a full stop to my thoughts, full stop to everything waste, and have that full faith that victory is destined for me, because God is with me. So as God is with me, no one can harm me. Victory is mine. And wherever I go, whatever I do, with that faith in Baba, faith in the self, faith in drama, faith in the family, everything will work out fine. And I will definitely be victorious. So with these words, I thank you very much. And I hope that you all are really having a good time. You are in Baba's remembrance. You are not only enjoying yourself, but you are rising higher and higher, reaching your stage of perfection. And as time is passing by, it is becoming more and more crucial, no doubt. But then we don't have to see that. Our destination is in front of us. Our home is in front of us. And just see that. And everything of this world is like a sightseeing, Baba says. So just move on. Move on and progress further and further. And ultimately, we will be victorious. We are victorious. We will be. We were. We are, and we will be. So with these words, thank you very much, all UK Nivasis and all others who have joined in this webinar. Thank you very much, and I'm sure very soon this lockdown will finish, this corona will finish, and very soon all of you will come running to Madhuban. Madhuban is open for all Baba's children, but now Baba has given us time to rest, time to ponder upon, time to check the self, time to really become so full, because after this, Baba is saying we have to keep on giving and giving and giving. Only when we are giving, then we can become deities, devata, what Baba says. Who are deities, devatas, the ones are always giving. So that feeling will also come very soon. But now internally, of course, we can serve through the mind. And through a service to the mind, definitely we are giving to the souls of the world who are in distress, who are crying in sorrow. We have to give them peace. By becoming peaceful ourselves and thereby spreading the vibrations of peace into the world, because this is what the world needs now. So thank you very much, and hope to see you again in half an hour when I'll be meeting the Hindi class to read Baba's Murli of today's Sunday. So Om Shanti, Om Shanti, Om Shanti.
Shiruban, thank you so much. That was really beautiful. And thanks for giving us that courage. Thanks for reminding us of our victory and Baba's protection always. And yes, things are moving, and yes, we look forward to coming to Madhuban. Again, thank you so much for being with us, and then with the Hindi class afterwards. Om Shanti.
Thank you.